Lynn Cheney, the wife of Vice President Dick Cheney, has written a new alphabet book for children called America, A Patriotic Primer. It's Cheney's sixth book. In her long career in public service, Cheney's been an outspoken conservative, head of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and an advisor to Governor George W. Bush on education. Since September 11th, Cheney most often moves with the vice president among various secure, undisclosed locations. Yesterday, she came here to NPR to speak with special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
In the introduction to your primer, you say that you wrote it so that your grandchildren would understand, your words, how blessed we are as Americans. Is that not a lesson that children learn routinely in school?
I'm not sure that any of us pay enough attention to it. I think that the element of contingency, the notion that things could have turned out very differently, for example, our war for independence might well have turned out differently. Our Civil War could have turned out differently. That it's only when you begin to understand those things that you understand how truly fortunate we are, how blessed we are, how fragile liberty is, how thoughtful we should be about it, and how ardently we should defend it.
The book is really sort of a compendium of the kind of old-fashioned patriotism that my generation grew up with. You say E is for equality, F for freedom and flag. Why do we need to know that at a young age?
Well, I think partly because it's true. I think giving our children some orientation. I think even the littlest kids need to know that not all heroes and heroines are great figures found in history books. The H is for Heroes page acknowledges that firemen and policemen and teachers and parents are also heroes.
On that page is also elected officials. Now, people have a whole range of views about politicians, but why would that be seen as heroism? That's a choice in life that you make. You're going to run for public office and do public service. Do you think that's heroic?
I think that some elected officials are indeed heroic. Not all, of course, just as I suppose we could argue that not all parents fulfill that role. But certainly there are people throughout our history, beginning with the very beginning, who have sacrificed greatly in order to serve this nation, and that deserves to be acknowledged.
Mm. How has your life changed since September 11th?
Well, certainly security is a greater factor in our lives, as you would expect. For me, I think it's been an experience that's made me a more serious person in many ways. I find it difficult to read fiction now. I continue to buy mystery novels because I have for a long time been a great fan of mystery novels. But again and again, I buy a mystery novel, I get 25 pages in, and I find it seems so unimportant, and I find myself turning back to history.
That's really fascinating. Because often those books, it's like popcorn. Those are the real escapes. That's a place to get a break. You're not giving yourself a break.
But it's not that way for me anymore. They just don't seem important.
Your book is called America, A Patriotic Primer. And that word patriotism has become such a buzzword. It was before the 11th of September. It took on new kind of flag-waving meaning immediately after. And then the questions began being raised, is when does patriotism become chauvinism, become jingoism, become something so exclusive and so guarded that it can brook no criticism and no dispute? What do you think about that?
Well, I just assume that every person I meet or come in contact with is a patriot. How could you live in this country and not love it? And that's the basic meaning of patriotism, is loving this country. Certainly, though, patriotism...
Excuse me, I must interrupt you because I'm sure there are Americans who've been born in this country, who've come into this country, who can respect it, who can be in some ways relieved to live here, but don't love it because... they're having such a tough time here. They're having a hard time earning a living or providing for their children or all those other things that are difficult in America.
I have a more optimistic view of people at large, perhaps. I think that it's a strong element in human nature to love your country. I remember visiting the Soviet Union in the old days, when it was the Soviet Union, people loved Russia. They loved Mother Russia, no matter how burdened they were by it. I think it is a good thing for each of us to assume that the other loves this country, and then to assume that we will not always agree on the best course for America.
What about the impulse, though, to say, if you don't agree at this moment, especially in this moment of tremendous stress, that you're disloyal?
It is also the right of those who object to what they're saying to object. I am sometimes distressed, and this will come up when you criticize popular culture as well, when you'll suggest that perhaps some music that is being marketed to young people is not appropriate. To criticize is not to somehow shut down free speech. I find it appalling when you offer a criticism of what someone on a campus said or what some rap singer said, that the response back is, you are invading my free speech rights, when in fact all you have done is exercise your own free speech rights.
But to call them disloyal.
Well, I certainly would not do that.
Lynn Cheney, her new book for young people is called America, A Patriotic Primer, illustrated by Robin Price Glasser. Mrs. Cheney's husband, Dick, is Vice President of the United States. How is your husband? How's his health?
He's fine, thank you.
And do you know where he is from day to day?
Well, I'm just sitting here scratching my head trying to think where he is at this minute. But yes, I do, of course.
But that notion of being moved from place to place, oh, that's very serious. Do you go along
sometimes
when he's moved?
And since I'm a writer, it's pretty easy to take my computer along and a little bag full of books, and I'm set.
And you said your code name is Author?
That's correct. My husband's name is Angler, and one of the things that he does that pleases him most, and I'm glad to see him do it, is go fishing. And he's going to go fishing over Memorial Day.
That's great. Have a good one.
Thank you.
I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.